So I was going through my tent and I was like, Victoria, would you like this? Would you like this? Would you like this? Would you like this? And Victoria was like, yes. And then she was quiet. And then she was like, I'll take that. And then she was quiet. And she was like, yeah, I'll take one of those too. And I was like, hell yeah. So she's taking one of my begonia menses.
Nice.
Because those are taking up some space and thing and a baby variegated alocasia and a baby anthurium.
Nice, nice.
Yay. And poor Victoria's been dealing with thrips.
For sick. Years and mealy bugs.
So I was giving her some systemic granules because I don't use them anymore.
Sure.
And we know those work, even though you're not allowed to put those plants outside.
I won't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah. So, man, it's wild to hear that you've been dealing with thrips for years.
I mean, I kind of have too. Yeah.
On and off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just whenever I think, like whenever I have like two leaves come in that are fine, all of a sudden I'll see a little bit of brown mottling and I'm like, shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I know, I see a little baby thrips larva.
Cue the doomsday music.
Yeah. And that's even with regular sachets. So I know all the bug people that are listening are probably like, you got to do soil level. I understand. I just haven't gotten to it.
The Stradiolae laps are like, what, 20, 21 bucks for a bag?
Yeah.
They're not bad.
No.
And they will also kill any of your fungus net larvae.
Yeah.
They're so easy to distribute too. You just take a spoon and you go scoop and then you put the scoop on your soil and you do another scoop, put a scoop on your soil and keep doing it till all your plants are.
I wonder how my husband would feel about that.
Right.
Tiny bugs. Well, these ones, the exact one I'm talking about are the Stradiolae laps, and they're so small in their soil, you would never know they're there.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You wouldn't need to even tell them.
I'll never know.
Bubba, don't listen to this episode. Welcome to Rough Around the Hedges, everybody. I'm Kaylin.
I'm Christine.
I'm Victoria.
Victoria is our friend who's joining us for Planty Chat today.
Yay.
Brief history, Victoria, Christine, and I did theater way back in like, you guys go back farther than I did, but I met you all in 2000.
It would have been like 2009. You may have met because you were doing Riverland shows before I started going to Riverland. Because,
And you guys knew each other.
Yeah. I've known Victoria since she was a wee child.
A wee little child. Actually, if we're
saying that like I wasn't also a child, yeah, but you know.
If we're getting technical, I knew Victoria before I knew you. Because sure. Victoria and I were in Pippin together.
Yeah. Yeah, because Victoria, being you were homeschooled, so you didn't do the school theater. You did like the college theater stuff.
Correct. Because it was open to community members. Yep.
And I was doing the high school stuff at that time.
And then one show later, I met Christine. And we all went to school together.
Nerds.
Yeah. So yeah, we have theater in common and we also have plants in common. Who knew?
Yay. plants actually kind of brought us back together.
Same.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Well, actually, being stuck at the Toronto airport together was what brought me and Kaylin back together.
No. I would say plants brought us back together because we realized at the Toronto airport when we ran into each other that you were back living in the cities because I didn't know that. And then I ran into you again at Valley Scare and we talked about plants.
Yeah. Yep.
And you were like, I'm interested, but not until after we move. And so then you forced me to wait until June to get you into plants.
Yep.
And then I did. Yep. So
here we are.
Here we are. And it was funny because, Victoria, you got into plants independently on your own.
I did.
And then at one point we talked and we're like, oh, my God, you have plants? You have plants? Oh, my God.
Bunch of Aldi plants.
Yep.
Oh.
I have.
I was about to ask. I'm like, where are you getting plants in Austin? Because
France
doesn't have anything.
Yeah.
I brought Victoria up to Tonkado once and Victoria went fucking ham.
Yeah. It was like on a 40% off sale.
I think that was
something.
The same trip that I went on. That was like our first.
Yeah. Oh, was it? Yeah. The 4th of July sale or whatever?
25% off sale.
Yep.
Victoria and I did a little tour around the city, I remember, because we also went to Sunnyside. We probably went to Tangletown. I don't know. You got the metalhead at Sunnyside, I remember, because then you gave me a baby off that later.
Yep. We probably went to like 4 different places that day.
Yeah, Victoria bought a lot of plants. I was able to live vicariously through you. It was great.
Yeah, you're a terrible influence. You just kept saying to buy them all.
But you kept listening, so it was fun.
It was fun. It was a big cartload.
Yeah.
They're mostly dead.
Oh, no. So
I
now,
keep
okay.
Pictures.
You have plants in your patio door, your kitchen window, and then you have a whole plant room with shelves and grow lights.
I do. And I have some plants in my second story as well now.
Nice.
With grow lights.
Are those in your bedroom?
They're in like a room adjacent to the bedroom.
Oh, like the foyer, if you will.
Yes, the foyer.
That's where I slept one time on the futon.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, I went and stayed with Victoria when I went to a wedding in Iowa. I was like, can I come stay with you? I don't want to drive home. It was great.
Nice.
And we went to Mexican the next day.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
What's your, what plants are doing well right now for you, Victoria?
Probably, well, the ones that are thriving the most are probably my Hoyas.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
because they're just so easy.
Mm-hmm. Which ones do you have again? Remind me.
Oh, boy. See, I've forgotten so many names because I haven't talked about plant things. But I have the Crimson Queen. I have two from you.
Oh.
From Christine. For the people who aren't
in the basement room right now.
I have a obligata.
Obovada.
Oh, obovada.
Obovada.
Yes, big thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like obligata. Can we make it? Can we name a plant obligata?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably exists already.
Mm-hmm. I like the obovada. I love them. I don't have the space to grow one.
Yeah.
They're just too big.
Yeah.
And the vines don't bend. But I really like those like big circle leaves. They're mm-hmm. they're attractive.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty cool.
How big is yours?
I keep mine pretty small because they're in the living room under like a grow light, which they really like. But yeah. I actually got it. It wasn't sold as a grow light, but it works really well. Summer Rain was on one of her things. Mm. She recommended it. Mm. Works well.
Nice. Summer Rain Oaks, everybody. She's in New York.
Mm-hmm. The chicken, maybe.
Oh, the chicken's been dead for a while, but yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, probably not anymore, but.
The chicken died when I was living in the apartments because I remember listening to the podcast where she was talking about its passing.
Mm. Oh.
So that would have been in before 2021.
R.I.P.
Chicken lives on. Mm-hmm. Do you have like a lot of different Hoyas or do you have like just a handful like me? I think I have like 7 or 8.
Probably about 7 or 8.
Yeah.
I have the little viney one that has like the tiny little leaves.
That's like 7 million Hoya.
Well, did I give it to you at all?
Probably.
What are Serpens the or Matilda?
Gosh, I don't know.
That's okay. We'll just say tiny leaf Hoya.
Yep. And then I have the, it's like another viney one, but it's like squiggly.
Squiggly vine.
Jeez.
This is what it's like when you talk to people who have plants but aren't into plants.
Oh my gosh. I used to know all the names, but it's been like 2 years since I've talked planty things. Mm-hmm. I've lost them all.
Force it's, you to do it today.
It's a Hindu rope.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Those they just call them compacta now.
Yeah.
That happens.
It's okay. It's a good compacta. Reminder.
Yeah.
Does yours get mealy bugs?
That one does not.
Knock on wood.
But it's upstairs. It's like the upstairs of my house, so it doesn't have bugs.
Gotcha.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Trying to keep them all separate.
Yeah. Some of my Hoyas got big, so I'm like, what Christine said a couple, I don't know, seasons ago was like, I'm gonna sell my mother plants and start over, and that's kind of where I'm at. So mm-hmm. I haven't made the move to sell any of yet for reasons unknown to me. I just haven't done it, but I want to. I've already started the plants that they're going to be replaced with, and they've already started to root.
You always have a plan. Mm-hmm.
I do. Oh, last night I was getting into bed, and the polyneuro like somehow managed to get stuck in between I bent my knee, my like calf, and my leg.
Polyneuro is upstairs now.
Yeah, because remember I have a tall bed, and that plant is in a really low hanging macrame, so somehow able to pinch the plant in between my leg and my thigh, and then I was like crawling in bed, and I realized I was like grabbing the plant, and I was like, ah, no, and then I like kneed my knee into the corner of the nightstand, so like. He's now injured me. He needs to go.
Nice.
It was an unfortunate event.
I know. Dumb. Oh, Christine. Well, and Victoria. I'm usually just talking to Christine here. I have the feeling that I want to get rid of all the plants in the tent and just stop growing in the tent for a while.
Oh,
it doesn't bring me joy
yeah?
because I feel like I have to water it too much. Stuff is drying out. I have to come down here and pay attention to it. I don't get to enjoy them because they're locked away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, yeah. So it's possible I could keep stuff in totes on the shelf in there.
Sure.
And just have that on because like
be your starter.
Because they're enclosed. They don't need like constant watering all the time. But yeah. like I'm also kind of seeing I feel like I'm not getting the growth I want out of lights. So I don't know if it's like because I've measured them. I know what they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to think their watering schedule is fine, but like I kind of just want to put everything back in a window and say bye bye tent for a while. I came down here and watered earlier, had to repot some stuff, and I was just like meh.
Yeah, I feel that
kind of the out of sight, out of mind thing.
Kind
of
yeah, and then like I'm down here to do laundry or something, and I'm like, oh shit, I should check on the tent, and then 3 hours later, the tent's watered.
Right, yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah,
I don't know about you guys, but I always have like recurring nightmares that. I have another plant room that I've neglected and they're all dying.
I hate that dream. I don't too? Have it, but I hate the idea of it.
I've had like multiple nightmares where I'm like, oh no, like I'm just worried about this other plant room.
Oh man. Are you able to like go into the other plant room and water it, or is it like the dream thing where you can't even go in the room?
Sometimes I do go in there, and then I'm like, oh, you're still alive. Maybe it's like my plants that have passed, like haunting me.
Mm. Your plants
all,
in
they're
heaven.
All in that room.
Yeah.
Dead.
What's the saddest one you've killed? Like most sad for you? Because we know some people who've killed some pretty expensive plants.
Yeah.
They don't have to be expensive. They could also be sentimental and or large.
I really kind of liked my little Picasso's paintbrush.
Was that the croton?
Yes. Mm. That one was pretty and it lasted a while, but I think it got mealybugs on it and then RIP.
I believe the Picasso's paintbrush has like teeny, teeny, tiny thin leaves, kind of like brush strokes.
Yeah, kind of. They're like the size of maybe like your finger.
Or like almost like a bottle brush looking thing.
Yeah, pretty cool looking. That one, I really was holding on to my rattlesnake for a while. Mm. Not anymore.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. Rest in peace.
Let's talk about something else.
Christina, tell you a thing. I gave my dragons a breath root rot. I may have mentioned it.
I think you mentioned it. That'd be like time number two, right?
Three. He's not an easy. He's not a hard alocasia, but he's not an easy alocasia.
No, and that's just like a reoccurring problem I hear with him is rotting.
And like, okay, he's not dying. He doesn't look like shit, but he's wiggly in the pot, so I know there's something going on. And I'm at the point where I'm like, do I leave him and hope he grows roots, or do I pull him out and put him in a smaller pot and try and reroot him? And like, I think both could work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the energy to do anything right now, so he's just gonna exist in his pot and hopefully that's good.
Either figure it out or don't.
Yeah, but like that's I found with alocasia, they're if they're happy, they're easy to root. Like they're more than happy to root, especially like if you wanted to like root in Leca, they're all for that.
Mm-hmm.
But like my Tangerusa babies that I pulled out and separated, all of those shit the bed.
Oh really?
Well, they're not dead, but they're all stumps.
Sad about it.
So, yeah. And then, like, I feel like they're also killing off their roots, too, because some of them are wiggly in the pots. And I'm like, you guys, what is this? Are you all revolting? Yes, that one does not like to be separated or repotted.
God.
Yeah, I agree. When I would ever repot mine, that was when it would just drop everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm done with it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what the answer to that is. Like, can you just repot it where you pull it straight out of the old pot, put it into a new pot, and just fill it with soil?
Do the Calathea thing? Probably.
Yeah, they grow enough roots that like, you know, even if they are kind of circling the pot, I feel like they'd figure their shit out eventually because there will be wet soil on the outside of that pot. They'll want to grow into that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the trick to try next time. If I get any of these babies to size up.
Yeah. I repotted my Kupri over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
Hasn't died yet.
Cool. Cool. And he's in your window.
Yep.
All right. Wishing him all the best.
Yeah. Actually, I would say if anything, he looked like he perked up a little bit after the repot.
Nice.
So hopefully.
Nice. I know we're still like 2 months out, but I'm excited to get greenhouse season.
Yeah.
I have double greenhouse this year.
Mm-hmm.
Two sets. So I'll have a large tunnel.
Sure.
Ooh.
And then it'll be more. I probably have less plants than I have, but they're going to be bigger than they were. They're going to take up more room.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I'm definitely not adding plants. Not trying to anyway.
Right.
But side note, if any of our listeners are looking for a baby anthurium crystallinum for like $15, not including shipping, hit me up. I have like 20 I need to offload.
Mm-hmm.
They're cute. They're little guys. Did you get one, Christine?
Not yet. No.
You want to take one? You probably don't want to take one.
Not right now, no.
That's fine. I got both sets of seedlings potted up now. And one set's bigger than the other, and that's fine. But they're cute. I'm enjoying growing them. But like, I'm not going to be able to make them. I'm not going to be able to up-pot them.
Mm-hmm.
And size them up anymore because there's too many of them.
That's a lot of work.
Considering there's like 20, let's see if they're probably 24. 24 of the guys.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. Was that your first time trying seedlings?
Well, I made the seeds. I did a cross and then I grew them.
Yeah, but that was like first time.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not the first time I tried pollinating. It was the only successful time I pollinated.
Ah, gotcha.
But that's all it takes. One time.
How does one go about pollinating a seed?
So the anthurium, they'll put out an inflorescence. Are you talking about pollinating a plant to make seeds?
Sure.
Anthurium are easier pollinate than seed. Some. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They'll put out their inflorescence, which is like a really long stalk with the little spade and spathix or whatever the fuck they're called. Spathe and spadix on the end. And then you need pollen. So the when the flower comes out first, it will go through the female stage where it's receptive to getting fertilized, and it'll get like a little wet on the outside. Victoria just opens her eyes. And then you'll have your fertilizer from a different plant or another time that this same plant has bloomed. And then some people will take a paintbrush and take the pollen and paint it onto the thing. I had success this time just taking my two inflorescences and rubbing them together. So I had the inflorescence from the last time with that pollen on it, rubbed it on the wet inflorescence from this time, rubbed it all over. And I feel like I came back and I did it a couple times. And then all of a sudden, after a couple days, like you, it almost looks like your kernels on a corn cob. They get like a little swollen, and you may not know something's even happened. But then over time, they'll get more swollen, and then they're growing berries, and so they'll grow these like little red berries. And then when those are ready, they'll easily come off, and then you have to get the seed from the berry. So you'll take the seed on a paper towel and you'll squish it, and then get all the flesh off it and take your seed.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. It is fun. I always had a challenge. Like, it was always a challenge to get anything pollinated because the paintbrush thing just wasn't working for me.
Yeah.
So I got a suggestion from Kara to do inflorescence on inflorescence pollination, and that worked for me.
Just make them kiss.
Now kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you want to do it when the inflorescence is like, it's got the wet texture or it's actually wet. But if you don't pollinate it, your inflorescence will then enter the male stage where it will have pollen. Mm. So
people will like freeze pollen.
Yep. So I had pollen from another time. I just cut the whole thing off, stuck it in aluminum foil, tossed it in the
freezer in a Ziploc bag with one of those little silica packets.
Mm. Labeled it. That was it. Just waited for the next one.
Do not eat.
Plant pollen.
Not food.
Yep.
I had a little baggie of string of pearls. Seeds once, but
did I give that to you?
Maybe you did.
I don't know that they were actually pollinated. Now that I learned more. It's like, you can grow these. I'm not going to. And then I like when I learned more about it, I was like, I don't think those are actually pollinated.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's why they never grew for me. I'm so sorry.
That's why they never grew. But mine flowered too like that before. But I probably would have done the same thing as like, oh, they're little seeds, and then nothing would have happened. Mm. Now we know.
I find it's easiest to learn about pollinating from friends who've done it, because I am not a YouTube video watcher. I was into YouTube videos, I could probably have done this a lot sooner, but I can't do people YouTube videos.
There's just too many.
And like, some of them aren't good, and I'm not willing to sit through the not good ones just to watch the good ones.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes. Are either of you big into plant tutorials?
No, not anymore. Used to.
Yeah.
Well, when I first started, I would Google everything and watch a YouTube video on it, right? Oh, God. The stuff I see on TikTok right now, too, just drives me insane.
Is it bad?
Yes. There's like people, there's accounts like dedicated to QVC style, like shopping with plants.
Like they're actually selling the plants?
Yeah. And they'll have like Calathea rattlesnake for like $35.
Ooh,
like,
that's overpaying.
And like golden pothos for $45 and all this nonsense. And of course they're selling it. So I get annoyed because I think people they're just like taking advantage of people, obviously. But
I mean, those people don't have to pay that.
Yeah.
And they're also supporting the art that is making the video. Mm-hmm. We should do some Rough Around the Hedges thirst traps on TikTok. I'll dress all sexy and show you my big plants. Make you some, like, you know.
You can't go too sexy, though, because TikTok actually is really good about, like, not allowing that stuff on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So would my sexy Shrek corset be too much?
Might not be.
Because that's all the sexier I would go.
Sure.
Just boobies. Man. I was just... Okay, so my elbow, the newest leaf is... I think it's hardened off. Mm-hmm. I'm going to chop.
Again. You already? Like, just did that. Yeah.
I just did it last August.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to chop again, and I'm keeping the butt cut because I do like the variegation down there better, and I'm hoping the vine splits into multiple points. Mm-hmm. But I also have those two leaves that got damaged on the way to the state fair.
Oh, sure.
So this will eliminate those, and then I'll take the top cut, which will be magnificent with 22-inch leaves, everybody.
Nice, nice.
My Monstera elbow. I'm going to sell it to the highest bidder. I don't know how I'm going to do that yet, but that's the plan.
Like how to auction it?
Oh, I don't know how I'm going to sell it, but I feel like auction would be the way to go. Mm-hmm. That way people can outbid themselves. So I don't know what you would fairly price that at.
Right.
Like, it's hard because you don't get elbows in tissue culture. You don't see them at that size for sale. And it would be a full established plant with like 3 to 5 leaves.
Yeah.
That are huge.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. like, it has the potential to be a expensive plant, but you have to find a buyer for that
person
first.
That's willing to do it. Yeah.
So, like, I don't know if I could just, like, ridiculously price it on Marketplace.
Right.
And go from there.
Yeah.
Or if I'd be like, $500 or best offer.
Or mm-hmm. has the Tycon, like, just ruined the elbow almost? I almost argue, like.
It depends on who you ask, because you right. have all those people who absolutely want one of each.
Right.
But then you also have the people who one is good for them. And if they have their $30 Tycon from Walmart, they're fine.
Yeah.
Which, that's fine. I'm not trying to sell this to you anyway, bargain right. shopper. This is for the big spenders. Thank you. Yeah. Please sit down. You know the people out there who yeah. want to have the biggest plant for their space.
Yeah.
And they don't.
With minimal effort.
And then mm-hmm. they'll probably tell their friends they grew it. And they shame you for trying to sell cuttings when they want to buy the whole plant. You won't let them.
I wondered if we were going to go there.
yes, I could not cut the plants, but your girl needs money.
Right.
I've been unemployed and my job's not starting, apparently. So I'm going to do what we got to do, and it's selling plants. Mm-hmm. Actually, if either of you have any suggestions, maybe I should go back and listen to the podcast episode that we talked about getting rid of plants. I should take my own advice.
Just throw shit away.
No. I need to sell stuff for money, but sure. like to be able to come to terms with getting rid of plants. Like, because I would love to just get rid of more.
Yeah.
Sell your pots.
I could, but people don't necessarily want to buy them.
That is true. If I can grab 2 4-inch pots today, too, I need those.
Nursery pots?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I can see all the Tonkadale ones back there.
They're hiding. Do you need any tall 6-inch pots?
I'll take some.
Nice, nice.
I have infinite number of tall 6-inch pots.
Oh, let me ask my friend, too. He was looking for pots.
I can get you anything 6-inch and under. Well, okay, 6 to 4. I can't give you my 2s because I'm running out of those, too.
Oh, for props.
Yeah. Those stupid anthurium babies killed all my small pots.
Sure.
What did I do today? I also up-potted my begonia autumnember.
Nice.
From Victoria originally, but this one in particular was propagated for me by Jen. That's the thing I love about begonias. You give them to your friends, and then when you accidentally
kill them, you get them back.
Kill your props, yeah. you can get them back.
How long have you had that one? Probably a couple years?
Well, you bought it from Steve's Leaves, so you could look up your invoice.
Mm. Oh, true. I don't know where it is, though.
Yeah.
Probably like 2020.
Horsesanddolphins.com.
Horses and Dolphins. Yeah. Horses and Dolphins 11.
At gmail.com.
Was that what it was? Horses and Dolphins 11?
At hotmail.com. No.
Don't put your shit out there like that.
Do you still have that email?
It does not exist anymore.
I made fun of Victoria once for her silly email address, and she got rid of it. I was so sad. To back up everybody, Victoria at one time had an email address that was horsesanddolphins11@hotmail.com.
Yep, I needed and something a little more
fine. I was bunnygirl12@hotmail.com.
It's good stuff.
We were in community college, and I was like, is that really your email address? And she's yeah. like, yeah, it was mine from when I was a child, and I haven't changed it. And then next thing I know, she goes and gets an adult email address, and I was like, what have I done?
I've ruined
it. I've taken her innocence. I feel so bad. Go back and get it. And she's like, no, it's gone. I was like, no. But you'll be happy to know that I use that as an example when I'm trying to guess somebody's email address. I'll just like say something silly like that. Horses and Dolphins 69. I love
it's
it.
Too good.
I love it. You were either into horses or dolphins as a 90s kid.
Both.
Well, in your case, it was both. In mine, it was horses. Christine?
Also both.
I will say I didn't have anything against dolphins, but like the only dolphin things I had were like Lisa Frank folders.
Yeah.
So like I didn't really go hard.
Oh,
into
oh
it.
Yeah.
So it was Lisa Frank, but it was also that, that guy. There was this like artist. I had this book.
Was it like
his.
The majestic dolphins?
Yeah. Or like just all of the like aquatic life. Like the
were
super.
Were they like happy and have glowing eyes?
No. Oh my God. I have to look it up.
Or was it like sparkly?
I think his name was Christian.
Because I remember all those like ceramic figures they would sell at gas stations.
Too. Yep. I had a couple of those.
Mine were all horses. Thank you very much. I had a ton of the ceramic horses and unicorns. Yeah. Thank you.
Good stuff.
90s.
I don't think I have them here in this house, but I know I still have them definitely at my parents in the shed. But like, I really should, maybe that would be my theme for the guest room is just make it child horses, like childhood horses, and put all my ceramic horses on the wall.
That would be excellent. And then if you already have the decor, might as well.
Yeah.
Yes. I found him.
What is it?
Christian Reese Lason. But I had a book of his stuff and it was always like, whales with like planets and stuff. I loved
whales with planets.
Stuff. But like, yeah, I had a whole book of it and I loved it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That does look pretty cool.
I was obsessed with that as a kid.
I had the books of horses. All the horse breeds, horse calendars.
Yeah, I had horse stuff too.
I was also a huge Sailor Moon kid, so like all of the planets in the
That's true. I didn't watch Sailor Moon. That was the girls in the year above me.
That makes sense. I graduated a year before.
Accurate.
Man. My favorite horse breed is the Frisian.
Mm.
That's the black, the big black one with the feathery tails and the feathery hooves. A lot of medieval movies have them. They're just sexy.
Like any, yeah, any quintessential fantasy novel usually, or fantasy movie either has a Frisian or a Gypsy Banner.
What was the second one?
Gypsy Banner. Those are the paint ones, like the white and black ones.
Mm, with the like the long hair.
Mm-hmm. Super long hair.
Yeah, like my dog. My dog's the version of that.
So majestic.
Mm-hmm.
You have a favorite horse?
I probably did at one time. Back in my horse days.
I had the Scholastic Book Fair horse posters.
Mm.
If they had a horse poster that year, that was what I wanted.
Yeah. Whatever's on the poster. Give me one of those.
Mine's Norwegian Fjord, if anyone's actually curious.
Oh, those are the little short.
Those are short, stocky Mohawk guys. I love
them. Yeah, the Mohawks. Yeah. I absolutely can picture that horse. Thank you very much. He was in my horse book.
Oh, man.
Damn. And now we're into plants. Plants are a lot less expensive than horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would get like a goat or something. A couple goats.
You could probably have goats in your backyard. Will they let them have them in Austin?
No, definitely not. That'd be awesome,
though. We can get chickens.
You can?
Mm-hmm. Like the cities has its own thing about chickens.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I can also have bees.
Are you going to do chickens?
I don't eat enough eggs to want to care for chickens, so no.
Oh.
Also, like, just, I don't know why, but I get a lot of like chicken groups suggested to me on Facebook. So like I'll see posts from those groups and it just seems like people are constantly dealing with random illnesses and egg bound chickens and all this crap all the time. And I'm like, maybe I don't want chickens.
Yeah.
Also, someone's my brother and sister-in-law have a bunch of chickens and they said, if you never want to travel again, don't get chickens.
Mm.
If you ever want to travel again, don't get chickens.
Right.
Yeah.
Because who's going to babysit your chickens?
Exactly.
You want to come babysit my chickens?
Mm-hmm.
Dog well, sit, cat sit, and chicken
well,
sit?
Well, if people want free eggs, yeah, I mean,
maybe.
Might have some chicken
sitters. If I had friends, okay, I have a set of friends, Mike and Jen, they have chickens up in St. Paul. If they were like, Kaylin, will you chicken sit for me? I'd be like, sure. You only live once, let's do it. They dog sat for me, I'll chicken sit for them.
I have chicken sat for people.
You have?
I mean, granted, they had a lot of other animals too, but.
Mm. Ah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the chickens fed them, got the eggs, gave them water. Not that bad.
Yeah.
But they just need it like twice a day. So
that's true.
Yeah. I'd rather chicken sit before I babysat.
Same.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's way more commitment.
Yeah.
You can like take a nap if you chicken sit.
Well, like you said, all you have to do is show up in the morning to feed them.
Yep.
Maybe show up again at night and feed them again.
Mm-hmm. Put them away.
Give them a strawberry.
And half the time, chickens know their routine, so they'll put themselves away.
Yeah.
They'll be like, adorable. Yeah, it's bedtime. Hell yeah.
Right? That's been me the last couple nights. I'm like, I'm tired. Roscoe, I'm going to bed.
Roscoe tells me when it's bedtime. Meow. Yep. He lays on me every single night. He's not
a
cuddler.
How does he lay on you?
Right here. Like, so if I'm laying down, he is like right here.
So he's
pictures.
On your chest or he's in the crook of your arm?
But like both, because he's so fat, he's like falling off of me.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's right. He's a big cat. He's a Maine Coon, if you didn't remember.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's a big picture.
The last two nights in a row, Mr. Hobbs has been aggressively cuddling me like a scarf.
Oh, yeah.
That would be how I would describe how he cuddles me, up on my neck. And like sometimes it's funny if I lay on my front. He'll lay on my back. If I move, depending on how I move, like he'll lay in the crook of my arm and like lay his head on my chest, sprawl across me. But like the last couple nights, I haven't wanted to like sit and pet him.
Cute.
He
is a big cat.
Yeah. He just lays on me and cute. I am his pillow and he sits there.
Cute.
It's only for like 10, 15 minutes. It's not all night.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Hobbs will just move from position to position all night.
Leo was like that.
And it's adorable. Ooh, and this lover boy brought me a dead mouse.
Oh, boy.
From this outside? It came in
through the basement. Brandon discovered under the bay where they, I don't know if it was like the subfloor or like the bottom of the bay where it wouldn't be next to the ground, but they left like a half inch gap
because
the wood wasn't cut big enough. And so that's where all the mice have been getting in.
Mm-hmm.
And so he found it, sealed it, re-insulated it. It's good now. But while that was going on, Hobbs or Postnick, but I think it's Hobbs, caught a mouse and deposited it on the side of my bed for me in the morning.
Oh, he loves you.
I know. I was honored. This is my first mouse gift.
Did you also freak out?
Well, no. Okay, so I was selling a plant. Somebody showed up at 8. They're like, hey, I'm here. I'm like, okay, cool. I was just laying in bed petting the cat. So I go to get out of bed and I step on something and I'm like, what is that? And so I pick my foot up and I see the mouse and I'm like, oh, it's his toy. And then I'm like, no, it's not. there's a catnip toy Brandon got the boys and it's a squirrel. But the worst thing about it is it's real colors.
Oh,
it's not fantasy squirrel colors. It's not just like
brown and white. It's like actual.
It's brown and brown. And so like when it's the right side up, it just looks like a dead animal.
Oh.
It's a little too freaky. I wish they wouldn't make cat toys like this. I really take it back. So I realized it wasn't the toy. I realized it was a real one. And so I quick messaged the lady. I'm like, hey, I just stepped on a dead mouse. I'll be there when I can.
Give me a second, please.
Give me a second. Yeah, so I one-footed it to the bathtub to wash my foot.
Gross.
And then I went and got her plant cuttings. And then I had to come back and deal with this dead mouse on the floor.
Oh, boy.
But hey, it's better than the last one they caught because they ate the last one they caught and they threw it up on the stair landing.
Mm. Yeah, that's definitely worse.
Yeah. And okay, that was, if you don't want to hear this, skip forward 15 seconds. Brandon got me out of bed to come look at it because he's like, there might be something wrong with them because there was like bloody vomit. Oh. And so I'm like, he gives me a toothpick and I start like looking through it and like, I don't know if he was like, he didn't want to do it. Like, if you just needed my second opinion. Yeah, but like, there were like little organs in there and like the blood and the fur. So I was like, this has got to be a mouse. There's no other way.
Yeah.
The cats are fine. They just ate something they shouldn't and their tummies didn't agree with them.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going back to bed and I left it for him to clean up.
My job here is done.
I hope this is all you needed me for.
Right. Funny.
But yeah. Yeah, if you get PSA for anyone out there, if you get your partner up to look at something, like tell them everything's okay before you worry them.
Yeah.
Because Brandon, like, he was a little more worried than I would have liked him to be at 7 in the morning.
Sure.
For just, you know, examining some cat vomit. I was worried. I always like go worst case scenario when anything seems off.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, we've lost pets.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want that to happen. Right. So immediately my brain's like, worst case scenario.
Yep. Right. Especially just awakening from your slumber.
Right.
Right. I don't know what the level of intensity here is. It's a 2 out of 10, Kaylin. Don't worry. Okay, good. If you tell me it's an 8 out of 10, I'll just like instantly bolt awake. Yikes.
Yikes.
Well, you know, in the last 2 weeks since we had our last podcast recording, I got a dog. Or no, wait, no,
you
I had the dog.
You had Curry, but I don't think you've announced it yet.
I got a dog. I got another dog.
It's a wild ride.
She's a mix. She's all black. She's cute. She's got like a little shepherdy healer face. Yeah. She's a little smaller than Spicy. She's very sweet. She growled at Howie today on our walk. That wasn't good. Because Howie wanted to come over and be met.
Sure.
And I'm like, I don't know. She's good with dogs, and then sometimes she's not good with dogs. So right. Trying to figure this out. Maybe it's because Howie was bigger than her. Howie's the neighbor dog.
Yeah.
But she's good with Spicy. Yeah. What?
Dog's name is Curry.
Yeah, Ty Curry, special number 3.
But together it's Spicy Curry.
Yeah, Spicy and Curry. Hee hee hee. I did that on purpose.
Spicy curry is pretty delicious.
I love my curry spicy. Should we talk about plants again?
Maybe.
Well, we could come back and wrap it up with plant of the week.
Woo!
Let's go.
All right. So, Victoria, we pick outstanding plant of the week to, I was going to say memorialize. That's not the right word.
Honor.
They're not dead. Honor. Yeah. Congratulate. Put on a pedestal. Star.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I do a lot of repeats. Kaylin has a list of stuff she's never done.
Oh, of course you have a list.
So I have to consult the list before I can pick my plant of the week to make sure I don't double up again. If you got yours, you can go.
I can do mine because I really love it. And again, I do repeats. My outer variegated polynara albo.
Ice.
Which I forgot to bring Kaylin's baby today, but dang. I'll get it. It's just such a cool plant and it's so long and luscious and gorgeous and beautiful and fantastic plant. 10 out of 10. Love it to death. So easy.
Can't wait. Okay. My plant of the week is my Triostar Stramantha. Stramantha Triostar.
Nice.
These guys, I don't understand how this hasn't been a plant of the week yet, because I definitely, like last year in the greenhouse, grew this crazy, amazing, huge, ridiculous specimen. But my favorite part about this plant is the hot pink backsides of the leaves.
Oh, yeah.
And then the top of the leaves have like the white and green variegation. And like, this is not an expensive plant if you want variegation in your life. But like the pink is just an added bonus. And I love it.
And they'll get this like baby pink to them too on the top sides with like new leaves?
I'm trying to remember.
Is it new leaves or is it just the lighting? Yeah, I suppose maybe it's just coming through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, cool plant, sexy plant. Mine's doing great in the east facing window. Just loving life. So looking great.
That is a beautiful plant. Mm-hmm. I killed mine.
Oh, no.
Wah, wah. I would say, well, my metalhead is looking pretty right now. It has two little flowers.
Nice.
That one's always just great. And then the
allocation metalhead, what is its, like, what is it?
That's the one I have upstairs in the corner.
No, I'm sorry. Scientific name.
Scientific.
Yeah, species. Acacia. Wondering what it's potentially, like, related to.
That's a good question.
I don't even know this one. This was after my plant study guide days.
Yeah, everything's saying just metalhead. Is it an Odura of some sort? Because it's saying elephant ear. Scientific name. It's a hybrid cross between, Lauterbachiana and Macrorhizos. Interesting. Plumbea.
I haven't even heard of those two.
I think the Plumbea is the Yucatan princess.
Which is green leaf dark stem.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, the variegated ones are cool.
Variegated metalhead?
No, variegated of this thing.
Christine's going down a rabbit hole.
One of the crosses. Yep,
here I am. it's not the Yucatan princess. I was wrong. But yeah, but the pink variegation is really cool on that one. Do-do, Reddit picture.
Meep.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
It is cool.
Anyway, metalhead's your plant of the week.
I'd say so.
Congratulations, metalhead. Yeah, Victoria, you probably saw mine up there, but
it's amazing.
Looking amazing. He's looking great. And then all the babies in his pot, those things haven't gotten any light. So I don't know how it's growing babies, but like.
Yeah, mine.
Like the mother plant's not getting light?
No. The mother plant's getting tons of light. Well, the babies underneath can't see light because there's too many leaves up top.
Right. So the corms must still be attached.
Possibly.
And they're getting nutrients from the main corm, the mother corm.
Or the mycorrhizae in the soil are transferring nutrients and essentials to the babies through the soil network.
Sure.
Plants are cool.
I know. And we've taken them out of nature just to grow them in our homes. How selfish. How selfish. It's crazy, though.
Yeah.
Look at us go.
Congrats, plant of the week. Good job.
Yay.
Thanks for being awesome.
Woo-hoo.
Thanks for coming on, Victoria.
Yeah, this is fun.
It's not bad.
Did you enjoy the podcast recording?
I did. At first, I didn't even know we were recording, so it's very natural and very nice.
Yeah. Kaylin likes Surprise. To trick you with those. Haha, we're recording.
I like it.
Cool. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you, listeners, for joining us as always. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Rough Around the Hedges podcast. You can join our Discord if you want to be part of our online community. We post our plans for the week and we have lots of conversation, and you can also post your plans of the week. We would love to see them.
Yeah.
You can find the link for that on our Instagram link tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, what? Can we find it? Do we? Don't email us. I don't know.
No, you can email us.
What's our email address?
Only if your email address is
wrathpodcast
cool.
at gmail.com.
Wrathpodcast at gmail.com.
Because we've had listeners email us and that's nice. Sorry, we don't respond right away. I don't check that all the
Christine's
time.
The one who runs the email. Kaylin doesn't. Cool, cool. Well, thanks again, everybody. We will see you back here.
Same time, same place.
Next week.
All right.
Cool. Bye.
Bye.